This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This video is sponsored by Voxy.
So next up for Blues is a trip to Portman Road to face high-flying Ipswich. And today I'm joined by Roscoe. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing really well, my friends. Do you know what? Ipswich Town haven't had a 3pm kickoff for a while on a Saturday. So I'm just happy for the traditional kickoff. And Birmingham City, bring it on.
Yeah, because I suppose it's all down to your form, because Sky Sports all of a sudden want all of it, don't they? And, you know, when you're up there in the league, it tends to be that you don't have your 3 o'clock on a Saturday. So, as you said, yeah, it's a good refresher for you to sort of have that traditional kickoff time. And in the dugout for Birmingham, it will be Mark Venus instead of Tony Mowbray, who is unfortunately ill at the moment and will miss the next 6 to 8 weeks of game time. So, in terms of Tony Mowbray, your memories of him, obviously he played for Ipswich, didn't he? For about 5 years, and I believe his last game in professional football was for Ipswich at Wembley. So in terms of his sort of memories and impact on the club, what would you have to say about him?
Yeah, once again, you can throw the legend, you know, card out to a lot of players, you know, in football these days, you know, everyone's a legend, but he's definitely up there because of what he did with the club. Obviously he came after having a great career at Celtic and Middlesbrough, but came to us, final game as you mentioned, at Wembley when we got promoted back to the Premier League. He actually scored in that game as well. So that's a memory I'm sure he'll remember forever. But just a great, great man, great player. He also became a caretaker with us briefly as well. So he's been in the dugout as a manager for Ipswich Town as well. But no, I wish him all the well. But yeah, just a man mountain of a man, and just what a lovely man.
And Mark Venus is in the dugout for us, and also a player that used to play for Ipswich as well. So history link in both of them there, and that's where they met each other, at Ipswich. So it's a bit of a funny story, the fact that Mark Venus's first game in the dugout for Birmingham is against Ipswich. And in terms of sort of Portman Road this season, it's going to be a sellout in the away end for the Blues fans, which is fantastic to see. In terms of sort of atmosphere at Portman Road this season, I bet it's been brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, the last time we actually played Birmingham at Portland Road was when we got relegated. And that was a weird day because we actually clapped the team off despite getting relegated to the third tier since the 50s. I think we just went, you know what, we just deserve to go down. But obviously that's completely changed. You know, we've had 4 years in League One, first season back in the Championship, and we did not expect what we were doing this year. And it's been fantastic. The atmosphere, you know, has been pretty much literally set out every game. And the atmosphere has been fantastic. Obviously, there's been a lot of entertainment. It's sort of the golden ticket. You know, if you can get a ticket, you're lucky, because you see some good football, some really entertaining games. And I think the same will be this Saturday, and especially now with an away, packed away end, that brings that atmosphere up. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and at the time of recording, you guys are sort of just outside the automatic promotion places. Leeds and Leicester are playing each other tonight, so it may be that Leeds sort of move a few points above. But in terms of sort of this season, in terms of like getting promoted and then looking up in the Championship and going like, oh my God, we could get automatics here. Did you kind of expect it because of the way that you were playing in League One last season? Because the statistics showed that you guys were going to do well in the Championship with the style of football you played. But has it actually took you back a bit of how Kieran McKenna's completely sort of took this Ipswich side and turned him into something. But the way you played in League One is now the way you play in the Championship, and with how confident you are on the ball as well.
It's been a lot of pinch me moments this year, because we were top of the league at one stage, which was like, what is going on? But obviously the momentum of any promotion, you hope it goes well. Sometimes you can go up and you go straight back down. There's been a lot of, you know, yo-yo teams between Championship and League One before, even from Premier League and Championship. But I predicted a mid-table 10th place finish. I thought that was, you know, realistic with the squad we had and, you know, the backing we have. And of course, the manager that we have in Kieran McKenna, I thought that was fine. But to be fighting against the teams like Leicester, Leeds, Southampton, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And I think fans are just enjoying the ride because, you know, why not? Why can't you enjoy the ride at the moment? And, you know, obviously the players have been able to step up and we'll just continue to, you know, be part of this top two race. There's been a lot of other pundits and stuff saying, oh, Ipswich Town are going to fall down. I even see like graphics now, just the top three, you know, Leeds, Leicester and Southampton. We're just, you know, being ignored. But we'll let them do that because we'll stay there, hopefully, as long as possible. And we shall see what happens.
Because you speak about that race where it's you guys, Leeds, Southampton, kind of fighting for that second place position, because it's pretty nailed on that Leicester are going to win the league. In sort of when you played Leicester this season, it was a tight one, wasn't it, at King Power Stadium? It was a 1-1 draw. Sarmiento came off the bench to get you guys a point. And I think you've sort of held your own against some of those teams that are in around you as well. And when you sort of look at them games, which ones do you think are the ones that are going to get you that automatic promotion when you sort of look at the games and the fixture list? Perhaps you see teams that are lower down the league and think, oh, we've definitely got to get 3 points here. Or the teams that are higher up in the league where you sort of look to them games and you go, oh, we've got to beat these guys around us, even though you guys are like third place, pretty much nailed on for playoffs.
Yeah, Plaus is settled now, I think. I think we'll have to lose every game to even be knocked out of the playoffs. So,
true, something like that. So,
yeah, true, yeah. Leeds, obviously, we haven't got to play again. We've been beaten by Leeds twice. And we went to Allen Road before Christmas. We lost 4-0, and that was a bad day. That was a really bad day. But, yeah, as you said, we held our own against Leicester. Beat Southampton at St Mary's in the early in the season. We've got to play them on Good Friday. Easter Monday. So that's going to be a massive game. But that's the only other sort of game in terms of playing in the top six or top, even the top half of the table. We've got a lot of games against teams, you know, below in the bottom half of the table. So, you know, there's some big games coming up, home and away. Obviously, this one is a must-win really for Town if they want to keep in that race. Obviously, as of this recording, Leeds and Leicester are playing each other. So we'll probably want Leicester to win that, obviously, so Leeds can drop points. But yeah, we'll just keep fighting, you know, and hopefully get those points. There'll be some tough games. We've been able to get some really good points. You know, Swansea was a tough game. We got a really good win against them. And then Rotherham was just a roller coaster game, you know, from being 1-0 down to going 3-1 up, then 3-3, and then somehow scoring a winner when you've just conceded a late minute penalty. So that was a massive win against the bottom of the table side. But teams like Birmingham and yourselves, you know, you come up against us and you get in our faces, and that's what was the reverse fixture. You came into our faces and we didn't like that. We got back, obviously, but big 13 games left to go, and hopefully Town can stay there.
And you speak about the reverse fixture there. It was 2-2, very different time for Birmingham with Wayne Rooney in charge. We went 2-0 up in that game, but yet going 2-0 up, we weren't completely confident that we were going to get over the line. And lo and behold, we didn't, because Marcus Harness came off the bench and got two goals. So in terms of sort of Ipswich this season, I've noticed actually that in sort of big games, your substitutes do turn up, where you had Harness that got the double against us, Sarmiento off the bench, Hutchinson as well off the bench is pretty prolific. So in terms of bench players, how important have they been for Ipswich this season?
Yeah, it's been massive. In League One was really similar. Obviously, we had an arsenal of great substitutions in League One. It was probably unfair to some of the League One teams. In the Championship, it's been a bit of a step up, obviously, but yeah, our subs have made a massive impact, scoring those goals. Not even scoring goals, but just making impact, getting assists, or even just helping us keep the lead or, you know, get a draw or whatever. And yeah, Marcus Arnold's coming off the bench against Birmingham. That was a big moment. And then scoring those two goals. What a volley, by the way. Got to appreciate that. That was a good goal. Sorry, Birmingham fans.
But it was a pretty decent goal.
There we go. But now that has been massive. And once again, Kieran McKenna, make sure he does it at the right times, doesn't muck about in terms of obviously, even against Roy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
He brought off Sarmiento, he brought Broadhead on at halftime, which is always a hard one for a manager to sort of chuck a player off. But I think he also had a bit of a knock, so that's probably the reason why. But yeah, subs have been it's been a massive thing for us this season, and I'm sure it will continue like that.
And speaking about the manager, Kieran McKenna, I think he's got so many sort of plaudits for what he's done, you know, the journey that he's had in football as well. I remember speaking earlier on the season to Benjamin Bloom when I'd done the preview of him for the reverse fixture, sort of looking up McKenna's journey in football, where he started out with sort of a Loughborough University studying after his football career came to an end, coach at Tottenham and then a coach at Man United, and then at Ipswich, where he's done so well for you guys and sort of took over in League One, where you're in a bit of a precarious position. I think Paul Cook was the manager before McKenna, right?
Yes,
and there was a sort of bit of moving around there with players that perhaps didn't fit the system. And you've got players in now that perhaps are more suited to the system, but he's also worked with the players that you had before to make him even better. And that's what's really impressed me about Ipswich, where you've got all these big clubs like Leeds, Southampton, Leicester that have just come down from the Premier League, massively, you know, backed by their budget and that. But Ipswich, it's not so much of a big budget. It's the quality of players that you've got that McKenna's worked up. And that's what I found really impressive.
Yeah, and the characters as well. He's brought in really good, you know, not just players, but people as well. And that's a massive part of the ownership's remit as well, in terms of, you know, we've got this phrase called running towards adversity. And that's what, you know, because basically our money's come from a pension fund in Arizona, and that's from, you know, firemen, policemen, ambulancemen, just loads of different, you know, very important roles in society. And of course, you know, these footballers running towards that adversity and obviously getting paid that wages. And McKenna's sort of, that's straight away when we sign a player, that's what they tell them. And, you know, he's brought in some fantastic players. Obviously, he already had players from Paul Cook's time. Obviously, Paul Cook made 19 signings in one summer, which was mad. Yeah. And then, of course, got sacked and Kieran McKenna came in. And he's brought his own, you know, players in, but he's kept the likes of Sam Worsley, Connor Chaplin, who Paul Cook already signed. And they're, of course, key part of this side. And it's just such a likeable squad. I think every fan just loves every single player because they're just so approachable. And it's just, you know, they're great, as I said, as a player, but also as people.
And in terms of January business for Ipswich, what have you made of the deals done?
Yeah, I think it was a solid window. Obviously, a striker was needed with George Hurst's injury. Obviously, you know, to lose your main striker and getting a hamstring injury, you probably won't be back until maybe April time. So to bring in Kiefer Moore, we needed a striker, and there was a few strikers being linked. Of course, Jay Stansfield was linked, potentially getting recalled by Fulham and then coming to us, but that didn't happen. But yeah, brought on Kiefer Moore, obviously an experienced striker for this level. Of course, played for Wales at the World Cup and the Euros. So very good experience as well. And he's actually been with us before previously, but he wasn't very great for us. And he went and had a fantastic career after that. But he's already scored 4 goals in 5 games, which is great to see. We've also signed a prospect, a player from AFC Wimbledon who is looking like a fan favourite already. He's become like a cult figure because of just his energy and his passion. And that is Ali El Hamadi, who's, you know, signed for AFC Wimbledon, another striker who's come off the bench the last few games, and he's been fantastic. He scored his first goal recently against Millwall as well. So, as I said, fans favourite already. Sarmiento, as you mentioned, once again, another Premier League prospect, was on loan at West Brom early in the season. Did okay for them, but wasn't playing as many minutes as he wanted. He's come here and he's done well. And of course, he scored that goal against Leicester. So a big moment for him. But yeah, Lewis Travis as well from Blackburn. He was their captain. And, you know, he wasn't playing many minutes and he comes to us. And he's become that more coming in for Massimo Luongo when he's needing a bit of a rest. But a very good window as a whole. Because as you know, January transfer window is always a tough window to bring players in. And I think Town got good business going into this second half of the season.
And from an Ipswich perspective, going into the game on Saturday, what players are you looking at and going, oh, they could cause us a bit of problems?
There's a lot, really, to be fair. Like Sam Worsley, he's our captain. He leads his team by example. He just bosses out midfield, gets into tackles. He does get a lot of yellow cards. He did miss some big games because of 10 yellow cards. He missed Leicester and somebody else. I forgot now. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, but he missed
Leicester. I don't think anybody will pull you off
on it. No, definitely. But he's the main man. Obviously, Leif Davis, I'm sure a lot of your viewers and yourself will know the assists. He's destined to be a Premier League player. There's even that talk of him maybe playing for England one day because he's just that good. He just part of this team, he gets assists and he's just a big talking point. It's Connor Chaplin, who's our top goal scorer. He's got 10 goals. Nathan Broadhead as well. Once again, I can name check all this team and they're all got their own key part of this team, why we're doing so well. It's not just a one-man show. It's a team of not individuals, but a team just, they work for each other and they're all can be a player to look out for because they can just turn up on the day and be a nuisance for you guys.
So taking all of that in, what do you think the score is going to be, Ross?
Oh, it's always a tough one. And Portland Road has been a big thing for us this year. It's been, you know, a lot of this season as a whole, you know, we haven't lost many games. Obviously we lost against Leeds. We lost against Maidstone, which was in the FA Cup. Don't know why I brought that up. Bad.
I wasn't going to bring it up. You said it first.
I brought it up. I'm sorry. But ignore those two games. Portland Road, it's been the fortress. We've been able to get a lot of wins. Although we have conceded a lot of goals early on, the stat isn't great. We've actually conceded the first goal in 19 of the 39 games in all competitions this season. 10 at home, 9 away. So that's a thing I'm looking at. Maybe for you Birmingham fans, you know, you could score an early goal. But going back to your original question, prediction, I want a clean sheet. So, sorry, Birmingham away fans. You won't be seeing a goal because I'm going to go for a 2-0 Town win, but it will be a tough game, maybe a goal in each half. But yeah, I think you'll get a lot of action. Jay Stanfield is one I'm looking for. Of course, scored in the reverse fixture. Andre Lazelle as well, Ipswich boy. He's going to be well up for this, I'm sure. But yeah, 2-0 is my score prediction, my friend.
Because I said on your video yesterday, I said 3-2 Ipswich. I do think both teams will score, but because we're on the Blues Focus show now, I'm going with a 3-2 Blues. I'll go the other way with it.
Yeah, you got to.
So thank you so much for your time, Ross. Just want to shout out anything that's happening on your channel or anything you're doing sort of in the media.
Yeah, I work for the local paper here in Ipswich Town, East Anglia Daytimes. Obviously, we cover Ipswich Town home and away. We've also got a podcast called Kings of Anglia. We do a show every Monday and Thursday discussing all things Town. So if you fancy tuning in, definitely after the game with you guys and see what we've had to say about the game, tune in. And wish you best of luck for the rest of the season.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Ross. Tommy will have a vlog up from the game and I'm sure we'll have plenty of content covering what's happening with Blues in the coming weeks. Be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, keep right up.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around, you've got your McNuggets share box ready to go, your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.